Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about all the ways in which you can count your blessings.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And why you want to become an expert and really good at doing that. So any of you that have been listening to us for a long time, and a lot of you do, we really appreciate your attention and we really appreciate kind of all the feedback and you sticking with us through all these years. We've been doing this podcast for a while now. For those of you that know us well, you know how much the power of gratitude, the power of appreciation means to both Heaton and me, and how much we think about it and how much we try to practice it. We did a really popular episode a while back, episode 161, The Power of Gratitude. You could just search it on thestartupchat.com, or if you just put it into Google Startup Chat and then episode 161, you'll find it and you can check it out. But today, I don't want to talk that much about like why being grateful is of benefit to you in the world and why, you know, using the power of appreciation is really impactful. We'll just assume you already know. What I'd like to do is just do a quick episode where we share all the ways we have practiced and counted our blessings, and just to stimulate people maybe with new ideas or to push them to pick up some old habits that they had accumulated. Because I really think that if we can increase even, if we can even just get, you know, a handful of listeners to start counting their blessings a bit more every day, the impact is impossible to measure, but it'd be very exciting to me. So I want to just ping pong, go back and forth between you and I. I'm going to share a way I have counted my blessings or practiced gratitude or seen others or heard from others. And then you go and I go, and we'll do this for a couple of minutes and we'll wrap it up. And hopefully people won't be able to help but to start, you know, using some of these ideas to increase the level of appreciation in their daily life.
Sounds good.
All right, you go first.
I think one thing to practice is, no matter what the experience is, being thankful for whatever experience you got. You're next.
Nah. All right, I love it. I was like, this is a negotiation technique. I'm like, silence, maybe he'll say more. It's like,
nice try.
Yeah, nice. Well, can't blame me for it. Okay.
Well, so, I hope you're thankful for the experience.
I am. I'm very thankful and grateful for you. Not to get too cringy on this podcast, but I am. And this is a thing, like, okay, tell people that you're grateful for them and what they bring to your life. Don't just think it, don't just feel it, say it. This is really true. The amount of times, like, we've been doing this podcast for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years now, and we probably have surpassed over 100 times. Yeah, we definitely have told each other over 100 times how much we appreciate and how grateful we are for each other. Like, for the advice, for the laughs, for the friendship, for the connection. Like, oftentimes we stop recording this podcast